Voters in Oconee County voted Tuesday to reject a one-penny transportation special local option sales tax, or TSPLOST. Like the one in Athens-Clark County that's funded projects like the Firefly Trail, fare-free public transit, and new sidewalks. Here to talk about that with us today is Lee Becker, editor of Oconee County Observations. Thank you once again for spending some time with us today.
Glad to do it.
First, can you tell me, what was the turnout for this year's election in Oconee County?
10.7% was the turnout, so pretty low turnout.
Why was it so low, and how does that compare with previous years?
Well, this was the only issue on the ballot countywide. And the only comparison that I think we can make that makes any sense at all is with the education local option sales tax, which is on the ballot as the sole item in the county in March. And it actually had a lower turnout. It was only about 6%.
Well, you mentioned that earlier this year, Oconee County did vote to approve that TSPLOST, which is an education sales tax like the one Athens voters voted to approve earlier this week. Do you have any idea why the TSPLOST has failed to attract the same support?
Well, the ELOST was approved by 83.6% of the people. So, I mean, overwhelming support. The Oconee County Schools and Board of Education had made a very conscious public effort to launch that campaign and direct the campaign at the employees, the teachers, the others in the school, and the parents. So they really targeted the people most likely to be willing to support the tax. And it also was a continuation of a tax. So unlike the TSPLOST, which was a new tax, it was in fact not going to change the tax rate. It was only going to extend it. So those are important differences, I think. The TSPLOST didn't have anyone really working for it. The county Board of Commissioners put it on the ballot, but the Chamber of Commerce, no one else really came forward to speak for it. There was no one speaking against it. So it was kind of out there by itself. And I think because it also was a new tax, so it was going to increase the tax from 7 to 8%. So I think that is a difference, a significant difference, probably in people's minds.
And do you know what projects that TSPLOST would have funded had voters in Oconee County approved it?
Yeah, the commissioners had not identified specific projects, but four buckets of projects. The most important one was paving of roads. The second category that they talked about was intersection improvements. The third category was pass, multi-use pass. And the fourth category was one that one would have thought would have been quite attractive. They identified monies that were in the current general fund budget that are being used for transportation. And they said that that spending would be transferred to TSPLOST during the 5 years that it was in effect. And because of that, they planned to reduce the millage rate by 1 mil. And so we have a 6.6 mil rate in the county, and they were going to reduce it to 5.6. So that was really an effort to transfer some of the spending that is currently underway for transportation from property tax to sales tax. And I expected that would be something that would be attractive, but I don't know to what extent people really understood that. It didn't convince a majority of people.
Lee Becker is the editor for Oconee County Observations.